USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
The UN's former chief prosecutor for war crimes has called Russian President Vladimir Putin a war criminal. Carla Del Ponte is talking to media in her native Switzerland, marking the release of her latest book. She has called for an international arrest warrant to be issued for Putin, adding there were clear war crimes being committed in the country. The Kremlin invaded Ukraine nearly 2 months ago. Del Ponte says suspected war crimes committed by both countries should be investigated. Meantime, the U.S. Treasury is arguing despite that the Russian ruble is returning to its pre-invasion rate on international exchanges, sanctions are weakening the Russian currency. A senior Treasury official said weekly inflation in Russia is a direct effect of sanctions from the U.S. and allies. Wall Street remains in the red for this year to date. The Dow down 4%, the Nasdaq off nearly 9%. This is USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-9336. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-444-9336. 800-444-9336.
E-commerce giant Amazon says it's disappointed with the outcome of a union vote that took place at one of their Staten Island facilities. In a statement, the company said they are evaluating its options, including filing objections based on what it calls the inappropriate and undue influence of the National Labor Relations Board. Meantime, members of the Amazon Labor Union are celebrating their victory. Chris Smalls, a fired Amazon employee who helped organize the union, told WCBS-TV that the victory is a revolution for a better quality of life.
We're fighting for $30 an hour. We're fighting for longer breaks. We're fighting to be shareholders again in the company. We're fighting for job security.
The stage is getting set for the Grammys this weekend. The show will relocate to Las Vegas for the first time ever this year. It was postponed earlier this year and moved from Los Angeles due to rising COVID cases in California, driven by the Omicron variant. This year's ceremony will be hosted by comedian Trevor Noah of The Daily Show. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking for over 3 years about MyPillow and the great products they have. There's some great specials right now when you go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. You can find Giza Dream Sheets as low as $39.99. Six-piece MyPillow towel sets, deeply discounted, $39.95. And, of course, half-price My Slippers, which make my feet feel wonderful. All sorts of great products, including the MyPillow.
One of the grifters in a viral scam learned his fate in the Garden State on Friday.
A New Jersey man who conspired with his then-girlfriend and a then-homeless veteran to cook up a feel-good story and then use the lie to raise hundreds of thousands of dollars in donations online was sentenced in federal court Friday to more than 2 years in prison. Mark D'Amico, Caitlin McClure, and Johnny Bobbitt made up a story in late 2017 about Bobbitt giving $20 to help McClure when her car ran out of gas in Philadelphia. D'Amico and McClure solicited donations through GoFundMe, purportedly to help Bobbitt, and conducted newspaper and TV interviews. They eventually raised more than $400,000 in donations. Authorities began investigating after Bobbitt sued the couple, accusing them of not giving him the money. From the USA Radio News Northeast News Bureau, I'm Chris Russell.
Earlier this week, the Walt Disney Company has pledged to help repeal what opponents call Florida's Don't Say Gay bill, which bans instruction or discussion of LGBTQ topics in kindergarten through third grade. That has earned the ire of Governor Ron DeSantis, who is floating supporting an effort to remove the special status the company has to operate its own government around Walt Disney World in Orlando.
I would say any special privileges that are in law, I would like to get rid of generally, but I think in this particular case with Disney, I just don't think you have very many people in the legislature anymore who are going to be able to defend a lot of what has been done.
For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.